Hello and welcome to South Carolina Spook Show. I am your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and for the whole month of October, I'll be bringing you short stories of true crime and paranormal activity around the Palmetto State, leading up to the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you prefer so you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. You can follow the show on different social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show, and also on Twitter at SC Spook Show. You can send me episode suggestions or your own personal stories to scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social media sites that I mentioned before. You can check out my other podcast. It's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my good buddy James Cox. It's all about music and mental health. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. With all that out of the way, let's get into today's spooky short story. Passage is titled The Headless Horseman of Fenwick Hall, taken from the book Legends and Lore of South Carolina by Sherman Carmichael. Fenwick Hall, also known as Fenwick Castle, has been home to some of the most prominent families in Charleston. It was built on John's Island by Edward Fenwick. Fenwick, known in England as Lord Ripon, built his mansion to resemble his family castle in England. It is legendary for family betrayals, hidden tunnels, and secret rooms, and is shrouded by other mysteries. Since the Civil War, Fenwick Hall has survived many owners and years of neglect. Cornwallis made his headquarters in the old house, even though it was falling into disarray. Edward Fenwick was well known in the area for his love of fine English thoroughbred horses. Anne Fenwick, Edward's 17-year-old daughter, had a great love for the thoroughbreds and for their caregiver, Tony. Anne, deeply in love with Tony, asked her father several times for permission to wed Tony. Edward refused each time to let his daughter marry. After her father's last refusal, Anne and Tony decided to elope. They chose to elope at night in hopes of being long gone before they were discovered missing. They traveled through the marshes of the Ashley River, only to find that there were no available boats. They hid in an abandoned cabin in hopes of being safe until they could make their getaway. In the early dawn hours, Edward and a group of his men discovered them. Anne told her father that she and Tony had already been married for several days. They had Reverend Marshall perform the nuptials in private. Edward, beside himself with anger over his daughter's wedding, had his men place Tony on the back of a horse, and one of them placed a rope around his neck. Edward then placed a whip in Anne's hands and ordered her to strike the horse. Anne, seeing her husband hanging from the old oak tree, screamed and then collapsed. She was taken back to the house and was never convinced of the terrible ordeal that had just taken place. The years passed by with Anne still calling out his name. Tony never answered. She continued to search for her long-lost husband until her death. Anne's footsteps can still be heard as she walks up and down the halls of Fenwick Hall, mournfully crying out for her husband. Others have reported seeing the ghost of Tony riding through the marsh when the moon is full. Some say they have seen a horse with a headless rider riding through the marsh. Today, Fenwick Hall is one of the most historic 18th century plantations in America. For many years, Fenwick Hall remained in ruins, haunted and feared by all. In the 1950s and the early 1960s, it was completely restored to its original beauty. Unfortunately, there haven't been any new reports of the headless rider. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can be notified when these daily episodes drop, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky, and have a happy Halloween.
isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we can rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.